Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Lucifer's Tears by James Thompson, narrated by T. Ryder Smith.
Chapter 1. The baby kicks against my hand and rouses me from my nap. Kate and I sleep spooned up, her head in the crook of my shoulder, my head buried in her long red hair, her tall, pale body pressed against mine. My hand draped over her, resting on her pregnant belly. Kate doesn't stir. As she's gotten farther into her pregnancy, she sleeps deeper, and I sleep lighter. Now that she's 8.5 months along, I barely sleep at all, just doze under the surface of waking consciousness. The sonogram said, "We're having a girl." I pull on a robe, wool socks, and slippers, light a cigarette, and go out to the balcony of our Helsinki apartment. Illuminated by streetlights, snow pours through the dark in wet, blinding sheets. Fierce wind buffets me, blows up under my robe, freezes my nuts, takes my breath, and makes me laugh. I hang onto the rail to keep from being blown off to the sidewalk below. It's -20 Celsius. My home. Finland, the 9th and innermost circle of hell, a frozen lake of blood and guilt formed from Lucifer's tears turned to ice by the flapping of his leathery wings. I limp back inside. This kind of cold makes my bad knee go so stiff that I drag my left leg more than walk on it. My head is splitting. I hobble to the bathroom, shake a couple Tylenol out of a bottle, chew them up to make them work faster, stick my mouth under the spigot and chase them with water.